Hello, and welcome to my presentation about encrypting binary and relay logs in MySQL. So let's get started. My name is Matthias Krauwels. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science, and I've been working with MySQL for over 10 years now. I've been a Linux user and administrator for over 20 years. I currently work at Pythian as a principal consultant for the OSDB group, which means that I am the technical lead for the OSDB group. And I have one kid who's 8, almost 9 years old. His name is Leander. And we try to hang out a lot and do some cycling together and have fun. So something about the company that I work for. Pythian is a global services company that can help you with anything data related. We work both on-premise for on-premise applications or in the cloud. We are partnered with most of the major cloud vendors. We do managed services, consulting, design, migrations. Anything that you think in the data landscape, we can probably help you with. So agenda for today. So I'm going to give you, when we're talking about encrypting binary logs, we first want to make sure that we have all the security features lined up. So I'm going to give a quick intro about MySQL security features, then we're going to encrypt binary logs, and I'm going to talk about keyring plugins, and then we're going to give an example on how to decrypt the bin log file. So by default, MySQL has some security features as of 5.7, so 5.7 and 8.0. When you start MySQL on a fresh install, it will automatically generate your secure root password, which was not always the case in the past. In the past, you got a root user with an empty password, and a lot of users or a lot of installations remain insecure because of that. Now, when you start MySQL, you get a temporary password, which is written to the log file. So you can grab that password to log in, but by default this root user is also locked, so you must reset the password in order to be able to use the root user actually. The validate password plugin for generating secure passwords is enabled by default. In the latest versions of MySQL 8, it's changed to a new component functionality, but the principle remains the same. And then by default, SSL certificates are generated and used for all TCP connections that you make to the server. So when we're talking about encryption in MySQL, there's two major areas to talk about. The first one is encryption in flight. So what that means is that you want to encrypt all traffic that comes in and out your MySQL server, because that traffic can contain your data, and you want to keep that data secure so no one else can listen in on what you're sending to the server. So SSL is crucial for that. The self-signed certificates that MySQL generates, which you can see an example of on the bottom here, it's an auto-generated certificate authority and auto-generated server certificate, which is different for all the servers that you deploy. So what you want to do in practice is you probably don't want to use these default certificates. You want to generate your own. If your company has a certificate authority, a certification authority, then you probably want to use a certificate that they sign for you. If you don't, you can use an OpenCA, or you can set up something yourself, but something that you trust, because by default the connection is encrypted, but the identity of the server on the other side cannot be verified using these default certificates. Next to encryption in flight, there's also the encryption at rest, so when the data is stored on the server. And there's three major options here. So you could do at disk level, at database or at table level, or at application level. And let's go quickly into some details about these three options. So if you talk about encryption at disk level, then your encryption is done at the OS level. So you configure your operating system to encrypt the volume that you use to store your MySQL data directory. And this protects you against someone pulling out a disk from the server. Imagine you have a physical server, someone walks into the data center, pulls out the disk that holds your MySQL data. If you do not encrypt that disk, then they can plug that disk in anywhere they want, and they can do recovery, and they can still get your data. It's all or nothing, so you encrypt the entire volume, or you encrypt nothing. But once you get into the server, like with a user account, you could still copy the files to a non-encrypted volume and get away with the data like that. So if you would be able to access the system while the volume is mounted, then you could still see the data. The next option is encryption at the database or table level, and this is actually an option from in MySQL. It's available since 5.7, but only for InnoDB. So you can create a table engine InnoDB with encryption set to yes, and then the table gets created. If you try to do the same thing with MyIsym, for example, you get the error that this storage engine doesn't support encryption. Since 8.0.16, there's an option to enable table encryption by default. So it says global default table encryption on, then all your new tables will be encrypted. It won't encrypt existing tables, so you still have to alter those tables to get them encrypted. But it is an option for new tables. So if you set it on a new server and you start creating tables or loading data into it, they will be encrypted by default. Then encryption at application level. This is the most granular type of encryption. It's at the discretion of the developer. You can choose to encrypt one field or some fields, or you can use different keys for different fields. The data is encrypted before it's stored in the MySQL server. Sometimes you can use the encrypt functions that MySQL has, so you send the data still to the server in an AES encrypt function, and then the server encrypts the data for you and stores it into the table. That is an option, but only the application then knows which data was encrypted, so and how to decrypt it. So MySQL will not, well, if you do a select on that field without the decryption, you will just get the encrypted data, which is not probably what you're gonna want. So you have to ensure that you know how to decrypt the data before you start doing this. Then beyond table data encryption, so the things that we talked about right now, that's how to encrypt your data. But your data in the tables gets used on several other locations also. So there's a double write file in MySQL, and